Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This video is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chasdai, Pesach Vansir, Harab Mir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. We told you so. Ever since the fraud Donald Trump first announced his candidacy for the Republican presidential nomination last June, in June of 2015, we have made hundreds of videos warning you that Donald Trump was a phony, was a fraud, was a demagogue, was a liar, was really a left-wing Democrat posing as a Republican. We warned you, we told you so, and again this week, we shouldn't have needed any further warning, it's so obvious, but again this week we saw Donald Trump revert back to his true left-wing Democrat positions. It's like his default position. He reverts back to being the left-wing Democrat whenever he gets the chance. And this week we saw it again when he all of a sudden attacks the state of North Carolina for opposing transgender invasions of their bathrooms. Transgenders. That's the crazy new term for men who want to be women and women who want to be men. They don't actually go through the sex change operation. The men are still have the male reproductive organs and the women still have their organs. But they dress like, what we used to call transvestites. Now they're calling themselves transgender. And we have a situation in which they now are demanding that men are demanding that they be allowed to go into the ladies' room or bathrooms for women and for girls. Grown men now want to be able to go into the bathroom with little girls. And of course this is insane. So the state of North Carolina, in response to this problem, because a left-wing local ordinance was passed in a left-wing portion of North Carolina, a lot supporting the transgenders and supporting what they want to do in these bathrooms. So the state of North Carolina, responding to that, decided to pass a law saying, no, if you want to go to the bathroom, if you're a man, if you were born a man, you must go to the men's room. And if you were born a woman, you have to go to the ladies' room. You can't go to the bathroom of the opposite sex. It's not fair to the... For men to go into a ladies' room is not fair to the women, is not fair to the little girls and that are going there. It's just not fair. It's sick, it's wrong, and it's not fair. So that's the law North Carolina passed. Donald Trump condemned North Carolina for passing the law, said that it's caused too many disturbances and disruptions, and it's not fair, and it's no good. He condemned them for it, and said that he supports transgenders being able to go into any bathroom they want. He said in Trump Tower, he was asked, in Trump Tower, you mean if they want to go in and they can go to any bathroom they want? He said, yes, absolutely. And that's the way it should be all over the country. That's what he said. Now, why is this a significant issue? First of all, there is a danger here that you're going to have perverted men, pedophiles and perverts, who are going to want to go into these bathrooms to attack little girls. I mean, there are sick people out there. That is not something that is imaginary. There are really sick people out there who may use the excuse. They're not really transgender, but they'll use the excuse. They'll use the excuse that, well, listen, you said that men could go to girls' bathrooms. They'll use that as the excuse. So it is a danger. And another aspect to this is we are legitimizing the worst type of abnormal, sick, unnatural, perverted behavior. We are legitimizing it to the point where this is being shoved down our throats, where you are not allowed, you're not allowed to believe in anything that doesn't completely comport with the sodomite agenda. When North Carolina passed this law, now there's a boycott against North Carolina. There's a boycott against any state or locality that passes any law that does not completely agree with the homosexual militant agenda. If you don't agree with the homosexual militant agenda, you're going to be boycotted. You're going to be called names. You're going to be boycotted. And Donald Trump is going along with the politically correct thought police who are trying to shove this down our throats. He agrees with it. He's going along with it. He agreed in the interview that he did with Matt Lauer that this is something that should be permitted. And so Ted Cruz, who is the only conservative now running for president, he's the only conservative candidate, really the only conservative that has been running, even when there were 17 candidates in the field, he was the only true conservative. But Ted Cruz has, of course, made this an issue, and he's trying to stand up for sanity. He's trying to stand up for sanity and basic moral values. But again, this shows Donald Trump, who supports the homosexual agenda, who has always supported that agenda, who said that it's because he grew up in Manhattan, because he has New York values. Donald Trump is the one that invented the term New York values. He's the one that coined that term. Ted Cruz was just quoting him. He said, because of my New York values, because I was born in Manhattan, because I have New York values, of course I'm going to support the homosexuals. Of course I'm going to support gay marriage. Of course, that's what he told Tim Russert in that interview that he did. And so Trump, again this week, is taking a stand in favor of the most left-wing, politically correct positions that endanger our basic rights and endanger the very fabric of American society. His position on that issue, by the way, is the same position that Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, the news media, and all the other leftists take. He is taking that position. That's where he stands. If you agree with that, if you agree with the transgender agenda, if you agree with the militant homosexual agenda, if you agree that grown men should be allowed to go into the ladies' room with little girls, should be able to go into the girls' room and use this as an excuse, if you agree that this is what should be legitimized and even glorified, then Donald Trump should be your candidate. Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton should be your candidate. It doesn't matter. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton both stand for the same thing when it comes to this. There's no difference between them. In the same interview, Donald Trump came out in favor of raising taxes. He supports higher taxes. And in the same interview, a third betrayal of Republican positions on the issues and certainly of conservatism, in a third betrayal, Donald Trump said that he wants to water down the pro-life plank in the Republican of the Republican Party. The Republican Party has what they call a platform that they have when they have their convention every 4 years. And Donald Trump is not happy with the Republican Party platform that is pro-life. He wants to water it down and start making all types of exceptions, which, of course, is the beginning of the end, then, of the Republicans being pro-life, because Donald Trump has never been pro-life. Remember, he said, "I am very pro-choice." That's a quote. And remember, he said, "I am pro-choice in every respect." That's another quote. And remember, he said that he would not oppose, that he doesn't oppose partial birth abortion. He supports partial birth abortion as well. And then just a couple of weeks ago, you remember, he did this interview in which he said on CNN that women should be punished. Women who have abortions should be punished, he said, to try to take the other side and to try to make up for the fact that he was always pro-abortion. And then he backtracked right away and said, "No, I'm against changing any of the laws. It's the law of the land. That's the way it is. We should keep the laws as they are," which is the ultimate pro-abortion position. The laws as they are now say that you can murder a baby right up until the time that that you're going to give birth, right up until the time of delivery. You can murder a baby who has been in the stomach of its mother for 9 months. You can murder the baby. 5 minutes before the baby's about to be born, you can murder that baby. That's the law right now. It's called partial birth abortion. It's permitted. And Donald Trump said, "We should not change that law. It's the law of the land. We shouldn't change it. That's the way it is. We shouldn't change it." In fact, he changed his position on abortion 5 times in 24 hours. In 24 hours, he changed his position on abortion 5 times. And he has the nerve to say, lying Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is the only honest guy running for president. He's the only honest candidate running. The biggest liar, Hillary Clinton, of course, is a tremendous pathological liar, but the biggest liar of all is Donald Trump. He's not a Republican. He's not a conservative. He's pro-abortion. He's pro-transgender. He's pro-gay militant agenda. He's anti-Israel. He supports an agreement which he himself says will lead to a nuclearized Iran. He said you can't rip up the agreement. Agreement is an agreement. even though he says the agreement will lead to a nuclearized Iran, he said it's too late, nothing we can do about it, which is nonsense. Ted Cruz says he's going to rip up that agreement, and he is going to prevent the nuclearized Iran, which America clearly can do, but Donald Trump said, oh, we can't do that. No, we made a deal, we got to abide by the deal. We got to abide by a deal that's going to lead to a nuclearized Iran, a deal that was unconstitutional to begin with, that Obama did without the approval of Congress. I mean, it's just unbelievable that anybody would support this character. And again, we saw this week three more examples. He said he's going to raise taxes. He supports the transgender grown men going into little girls' rooms, into little girls' bathrooms, and the watering down of the pro-life plank, because he has always been uncomfortable with that. He's always been pro-abortion. We saw three more examples of the real Donald Trump reverting back to his default mode. His default mode is being a leftist, because that's what he always was. As he himself said, I grew up in Manhattan, so I have Manhattan values. If I grew up in Iowa, it would be different. I'd have Iowa values, but because I grew up in Manhattan, I have Manhattan values. That's what he said, and we're seeing the Manhattan values. And Paul Manafort, who is running his campaign now, openly said, there was a recording, you can find it on the internet anywhere, he openly said, at the Republican National Committee meeting in Florida, he said that Trump is evolving, that these aren't his real positions, that what he's been telling people is not what he really stands for. Paul Manafort openly said it. He said he doesn't really stand for this, he just does this to get support. But you're going to see him become more acceptable to the establishment now. You're going to see him take the establishment positions and become more acceptable to the establishment. This is what you're going to see. This is what Paul Manafort openly said. Trump himself said, if you recall, a month ago, he himself said, I can be the most politically correct person you'd ever find. He said, I can change, and that's a quote. He said, another quote, he said, I can change into anything I want to be. We're seeing that too. How can people be so unbelievably dumb? Unbelievably dumb. You talk about being members of cults. Here you have millions of people who are part of the Trump cult. And no matter what you tell, there's certain people, no matter what you tell them, they're not going to understand the problem or believe the problem, because they deliberately close their eyes to this and they make Trump out to be whatever they want to be. Trump is a fraud. He supports amnesty for illegal aliens. He supports all the left-wing Democrat positions. He funded left-wing Democrats, and he himself was a left-wing Democrat until a few years ago. And in reality, in his heart of hearts, he's proving with all these latest flip-flops and all the other positions he's taken that he's still a left-wing Democrat. We told you so. Weren't we right? Weren't we right? Now, a lot of people have seen our videos for Ted Cruz. You can look up these videos. I mean, we have one video with 200,000 views, others with over 100,000 views. I mean, we've got videos with hundreds of thousands of views. And then we have hundreds and hundreds of other videos that we put out, which don't have hundreds of thousands of views, but which have thousands of views. So we've reached a certain number of people, but it isn't enough. You got to reach many millions of people. We try to influence things. I think we are influencing things, and we're actually doing something that it may be too late, but we're doing something for Ted Cruz right now, which I can't tell you about, because if I tell you about it, it's gonna spoil what we're doing. After the campaign is over, maybe we'll tell you about it. We're actually doing something on his behalf right now that I can't even tell you about behind the scenes. In addition to all the videos and everything else you see, we're doing something behind the scenes that I can't tell you. If I told you about it, it would spoil what we're doing. But we're trying our best. Is it too late? Is Trump on his way to winning the nomination at this point? I don't know. I do know that we got to try our very best to stop him. We got to try our very best. If we stop him on the first ballot, he won't be the nominee. He will not win if he doesn't win on the first ballot. Because on the second ballot, when more delegates are freed up, they're going to vote against him. They're going to defect. So we got to stop him from getting a majority on the first ballot. That's the name of the game. Can we stop him? The odds are against us right now. The odds are against us right now, but we're going to try. We're going to try our best. And I hope you'll help us. We're doing everything we can. And I think we're bringing the truth to the people, and I think it's clear we've been right from the start. In our support for Ted Cruz, we've been right. And in warning about the fraud, the left-wing demagogue, the liar, the con man, Donald Trump, we've been right. And Donald Trump's candidacy, okay, is worth as much as a diploma from Trump University. His candidacy is worth... His candidacy is a candidacy of lies. It's a candidacy based on ignorance. He himself is an ignoramus. He doesn't know the first thing about the issues. And just everything about him is such a disaster. And the Republican establishment people, the people in the Republican establishment, they know this. They don't really want Trump because they know that he is such a disaster that he will bring disaster upon the whole Republican Party. I don't know if the Republican Party will survive Trump's candidacy. One thing's for sure, every single poll, dozens of polls, every single poll shows him losing overwhelmingly to Hillary Clinton in November. That's for sure. Whereas the same polls show that Ted Cruz is running very close, neck and neck, with Hillary Clinton. They're running almost even in the polls, Ted Cruz and Hillary Clinton. So Ted Cruz does have a real shot at beating Hillary Clinton. Whereas Donald Trump will bring disaster upon the Republican Party in the November election. We're trying to warn people. We're trying to warn the voters. Tuesday there are elections in 5 states. Donald Trump has a big lead in all 5 states. Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, Connecticut and Rhode Island. He has a huge lead in all those states. I mean, what, are the voters insane? What, are they retarded? What, are they insane? Unbelievable. He doesn't have a majority in those states. But the fact, why would anybody support him? Why would anybody support him? What is it that you see in this candidate? He's so obviously phony and ignorant. He's such an obvious clown. He's such a buffoon. What do you see in him? It's insane. It's just insane. We're fighting to stop him. And we're going to see what happens. We're going to see what happens on Tuesday. Then the next week we have Indiana. I hope and pray. I think Ted Cruz has to win Indiana, and I hope and pray that he does. We're going to do everything we can for him. Let's see what happens. Join with us together. Let's try to stop this before it's too late. Let's try to finally wake people up. Maybe if we all work together, we can make a difference. And again, we're doing something also behind the scenes for Ted Cruz. I don't know if it's going to make a difference. I don't know. What we're doing is also something that's against the odds. No, but we're trying. If it works out, it would actually help Ted Cruz. It's something that's against the odds, but we're, you know, at this point, he's the underdog, and we're fighting uphill, so everything we're doing is against the odds. But we're going to try, because you never say never, and in life, there are all types of surprises in life, and God may decide to smile upon us and perform a miracle to stop this insanity. Who knows? I mean, Ted Cruz could win for all types of reasons if God decides. I mean, Donald Trump could drop dead of a heart attack. You know, he eats unhealthy food. He's 70 years old. He eats unhealthy food. He doesn't live a healthy lifestyle. He could die of a heart attack. He could die of a stroke. All types of things could happen. So, who knows? In the meantime, though, we can't depend on miracles. We've got to do everything we can to defeat him, and we're going to try to do that. Help us out. Join with us. Help us out. Help us with our videos. Become active on our main page. Pray for us. Pray for our success. And yes, checks, money orders, cash donations sent to our post office box, it does make a big difference. Of course it makes a big difference. I mean, where have you heard the truth spoken since the beginning? I mean, we've been right from the start on this issue and on all the other issues. We've been right from the start on these issues. If only we had a real budget. If only we had real money. I'm talking about a multi-million dollar budget. What a difference we can make. We've been doing this with peanuts. We've been doing this with peanuts. God bless the great JTFers who have helped us. But the budget we have compared to what we need, you know, is of course, the more we have, the more that we can achieve. So we need your help. Every contribution sent to our post office box, it does make a difference. If you prefer for convenience sake to do it with your credit card, to help us with your credit card online with our PayPal account, you can go to our Hebrew main page, hayamin.org. And on top on hayamin.org, in English, you see the donate button, and in a couple of minutes, very, very conveniently, you can with your credit card, you can donate if that's what you prefer. It doesn't matter if you do it online with a credit card or if you send it through the regular mail to a post office box. For us, it doesn't matter. It helps. Any way you want to do it, it helps. Checks, money orders, cash donations, or doing it online, any way you want to do it is fine with us. Help us, join with us, let's fight together as a team. And God willing, if we, let's pray and let's fight and let's make this a real effort, maybe we can turn the tide. Maybe we can still win this thing. If we can, it would be wonderful for America, for Israel, and for the world. Until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach for JTF. Shalom.